The violent clashes in Charlottesville have intensified the debate over whether cities should remove their Confederate statues. That's especially true in Alexandria, Virginia, home to one of the most celebrated Confederate memorials, the Appomattox statue. Patrick Madden from WAMU has our story.
For years, leaders in this left-leaning city have struggled over what to do with the Appomattox, the 7-foot bronze statue that sits in the middle of a busy intersection in Old Town. It depicts an unarmed Confederate soldier, arms folded and looking down. Impressions of what this statue means, who it represents, vary.
So I call this a totem pole of racism.
William F. Bailey grew up poor in Southern Virginia. When he was young, he says he picked tobacco in fields where he was called racist names by white supervisors. Bigotry was out in the open.
And I hear people talk about, you know, seeing things on TV. I saw Klan meetings. I saw the Klan in their hoods. I saw them burning crosses. And I was just told not to look that away. When we talk about these statues and renaming streets, I'm for it 100%.
It's been a remarkable personal journey for Bailey. He moved to Alexandria and later joined the fire department. And in 2015, he was elected to the Alexandria City Council. Last year, the council voted to relocate the statue, which is owned by a Southern Heritage group, to a nearby museum. But that move can't happen until the Republican-led state legislature in Richmond signs off, which no one expects anytime soon. But Bailey and others say they will continue to press lawmakers to remove the Appomattox statue.
This is someone that wanted slavery to continue.
To Bailey, these Confederate memorials are painful symbols of Virginia's racist past. But others see them as a way to celebrate their Southern heritage and view campaigns to remove the statues as an attack on their ancestors.
This is an across-the-board campaign to wipe out anything having to do with the Confederacy.
Jared Taylor is the founder of American Renaissance, a white nationalist group based in Fairfax. As the campaign to remove Confederate statues has gained traction across the South, white nationalist groups have emerged as the most vocal opponents.
To somehow decide that these are people, all wicked villains of history because the Confederacy was based on slavery, then that means George Washington, that means Andrew Jackson, that means 9 of the first 11 presidents of the United States were all villains. Are we going to write them out of history?
Taylor may represent a group with extreme views, but his comments on Confederate statues are not out of step with many in America, including President Trump, who has echoed Taylor's sentiments. A recent NPR poll found more than 60% of registered U.S. voters believe the statues shouldn't be removed. And in Virginia, fighting to preserve Confederate symbols can also resonate politically. This summer, Corey Stewart, the chairman of the Board of Supervisors in Prince William County, nearly pulled off an upset over Ed Gillespie in the Republican primary for governor. Stewart put the Confederate statue issue front and center in his campaign. Here's what he said during his election night concession speech.
We will not rest until we defend our history and heritage and stop this politically correct insanity that is coming across this country.
Many communities in Northern Virginia are seeped in Civil War history. But the area's demographics are also changing. There's been a flood of newcomers, many of whom are uneasy with the Confederate symbols that dot the landscape. Justin Wilson, the vice mayor of Alexandria, says a few years back, the city formed a task force to take stock of all the schools and streets named after Confederate leaders.
There's a lot of stuff, things that you didn't even know and didn't realize. Burgard Street, Matthew Morey Elementary School, Pickett Street, you know, Forest Street.
The group found more than 30 streets named after Confederate figures. A city law passed in 1963 required that every new street in Alexandria running north and south be named after a Confederate leader. That law wasn't revoked until 2 years ago. Now, after Charlottesville, Wilson says there's a feeling that it's time to rethink this area's Confederate roots.
This has become a cause that people feel like they can take on and make a difference.
These statues, like the Appomattox in Old Town, were put up to remember the Confederacy. But for a growing number of vocal opponents, it's time to move on.